Okay, so welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. Today's class will be given by Her Grace Indulekha Karuna Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances and accept my humble obeisances in all wishes of Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning. Please take over the call. Always. Ma'am, Priti Dasundi Mataji or Priti Lashin Mataji, please take over the call for introduction.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Kamadaki Mataji, for the warm welcoming. And thank you all for joining us today. It's a great honor for me to introduce Her Grace Indulekha Karuna Mataji. Indulekha Karuna Mataji is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. She was introduced to Krishna consciousness by her mother in the year 2000 during her high school days due to the association of some devotees. However, she actively started practicing Krishna consciousness from 2015 and she made her entrance into Bhakti Sangha in 2018. Mataji got initiated in 2021 by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Mataji has several services. She conducts a Bhakti Vriksha program in Lincoln, Nebraska, where she cultivates a group of devotees. Besides that, she also teaches children in the nearby ISKCON center where Krishna Conscious Kids classes are conducted. Now, in Bhakti Sangha, Mataji has an array of services. She serves as the teacher of the Damodar kids. Sometimes she even serves as a guest speaker for the Govinda kids. She maintains the Bhakti Sangha website, the Bhakti Sangha accounts, the Bhakti Sangha, the Zoom and everything else, all the IT related stuff. She helps with maintaining the Zoom and the live channel. She takes care of the early morning Bhagavatam classes live and notification and screening of the verses on all the weekdays. She makes beautiful artistic posters for the mid-morning sessions and she also helps with all the technical support. And because of this, she is fondly known as the tech lady of Bhakti Sangha. Bhakti Sangha has actually moved to Zoom only because of the efforts of Indulekha Mataji. She also serves as one of the speakers for the Bhagavad Gita outreach program on Bhakti Sangha for newcomers. She loves reading and researching on various scriptures. And overall, she has a very, very gentle and patient demeanor, and she's always open to more services. So we're very proud to have her on the call, and Mataji today will be speaking from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form within his mouth. And this is related to the Mrit Bhakshan Leela. It's a very interesting topic. So Indulekha Karuna Mataji, over to you. We are waiting for your presentation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for an introduction. It really, whatever services I am doing, it is very, very minuscule when compared to what you all are doing. And I really pray that I could follow in your footsteps someday. So let's get started. We'll start with the prayers. Can you hear me? Am I audible enough? Or
yes, ma'am.
Okay, so today we will start with Anuradha Mataji said that I look like I'm going to cry. So I'll just try to keep my tension within myself and keep a smiling face. So let's start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki shrinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantastohya bhadrani viduno सुहृत्सतम् ओम् अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालम भंगुम लंगायते गिरिम यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरुम दीनतारिणम परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम हरि ही ओम तत्सत. So thank you all for bringing together. I would like to thank the coordinators a lot for bringing this Krishna Katha series by our coordinators. They are all our dear friends, and I'm so glad to hear from each and every one of them. So I really sincerely seek your blessings, so that this is a very beautiful section of Krishna's pastimes, and I pray that it gets ingrained in our hearts and we can meditate upon this. So please bless me. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So can you see the slides? I think it should be visible. Yes. Okay.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. I just have a very few verses in the slides, but it is mostly for us to meditate on the pictures that are there. They're such beautiful pastimes and the pictures of the Lord. So that's why I just thought we need to have it. So in this eighth chapter, there are quite a few things that are happening. Shukadev Goswami, he starts by describing Krishna's name-giving ceremony. And then he goes on to talk about how Krishna crawls, how he starts walking, how he steals butter, you know, how he eats dirt. And he displays the universal form. So that's what the chapter is named after. So what happened is Shukadev Goswami, he was so engrossed in talking about all his Krishna's demon killing pastimes that he went on from Putana, Shakadasura, then he went to Trinavarta. And only after that did he remember that, oh, I missed this very important event that happened. And so he started talking about Krishna's name giving ceremony. So that happened much before Trinavarta killing. Trinavarta killing happened around the time when Krishna was 1 year old. So this name giving ceremony happens when Krishna is 100 days old. Okay, so these pastimes of the Lord, they have both Aishwarya, the killing of Putana, the killing of all these demons, and it also has his very sweet Shuddha Madhurya Leela. So these are his sweet pastimes. Both are present, and once we start remembering both of these, you know, we will automatically get that taste and love for Krishna. So there's a devotee Brahmana who quotes that, let others fearing material existence worship the Vedas, the Vedic supplementary Puranas and the Mahabharatas, but I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling. For a highly elevated devotee, merging into the existence of the Supreme appears no better than hell. But here, one can just simply think of the crawling of Krishna and Balaram in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and always merge in transcendental happiness. So as long as one is absorbed in this thought of Krishna Leela, especially Krishna's childhood pastimes, one is going to be merged into the actual, you know, actual Supreme Lord, actual Kaivalya. So Vyasadev has compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam under the instructions of Narada Muni so that all of us can take advantage of this literature, so that we all can think of Krishna's pastimes and be liberated. So in the first section, we have Garga Muni coming. So what happened is, Vasudev, he is still in the prison house in Mathura. It is just that things have been a little relaxed. Kamsa has relaxed his term a little bit, so his sentence a little bit. So Vasudev was able to send for Garga Muni. So Garga Muni is the family priest of the Yadu Vamsha. So Garga Muni, Vasudev said that, see, it's been so long and since my son has appeared and I have not been able to do anything special for him. So can you please go to the house of Nanda Maharaj and perform the name giving ceremony for my son? So Garga Muni said, okay, yes, I will do that. And so he starts to go to Nanda Maharaj's house. Now, once he goes there, he's an uninvited guest, but still Nanda Maharaj, he receives him so well. And knowing Garga Muni's great austerity, knowing that he's such a great devotee of the Lord, he requests him to do the name-giving ceremony to perform the samskara for Krishna and Balaram. So Garga Muni, he will remind Nanda Maharaj, see, I am the Yadu dynasty's priest. So, you know, any ceremony that I perform over here for you is going to invoke suspicion in Kamsa's heart. Kamsa is going to think that, oh, those kids might be the children of Devaki, and he will definitely do something really bad. So he said, okay, so we have to keep this secret. So Nanda Maharaj said that, oh, don't worry, please, we'll keep everything secret. We are not going to invite anybody. So without anyone outside, you know, any outsider's presence, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata and Rohini Devi, all of them, they perform the ceremony or the name giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram in the cow shed, in their cow shed, so that no one around them knows. So Garga Muni, he agrees. And he decides that, okay, this is how we will perform the ceremony. So now, being a devotee of the Lord, Garga Muni had really no need to go around and distribute his mercy, but he is in the mood of paraupakara. So he is performing welfare activities for people in general. Just like how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered everyone, he says that in India, anyone who is born in India, we need to make sure that we spread this campaign, right, to everyone around us. So in that mood, Garga Muni has come and he is going to perform he has come to the Grihastha's home, and now he is performing the name giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. So first Garga Muni takes Balaram, and this is the verse 10.8.12, where Garga Muni says, Shri Garga Vacha, Ayam hi Rohini Putro Ramayan Suhrudo Gunai Akhyasyatye Rama Iti Baladhikyad Balam Vidu Yadunam Apratag Bhavat Sankarshanam Ushantapi. So Garga Muni, he said, this child, the son of Rohini, he will give happiness to all of his relatives and friends by his transcendental quality. So because of that, he is going to be known as Rama. So he calls him Rama, so that because he gives happiness to everyone, joy to everyone around him. And then he says, because he manifests extraordinarily bodily strength, he is going to be known as Bala. So that's Bala and Rama, the two names are specified there. And then he goes on to give Lord Balaramji a third name, that is Sankarshan. And he says, because he unites the two families, Vasudev's family and Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshan. So Gargamuni, he is kind of disclosing to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram is going to unite the two families, the Yadu Vamsha and your Vamsha, the Nanda Maharaj Vamsha. So over here, what is the difference between the two of them? Both of them, okay, they have the same forefathers. But what happened is Nanda Maharaj, he is born of a Vaishya wife and Vasudev is born of a Kshatriya wife. So although they are brothers, they have two different mothers from two different castes. So because of that, Nanda Maharaj then goes on to marry a Vaishya lady, and Vasudev marries in a Kshatriya family. So that's how they have now become complete, a little more, you know, apart. But Balaramji, he is going to unite them both. And that's why he is known as Sankarshan. Now, in Hari Parshad Prabhu's class, he was also saying that the true meaning of Sankarshan, okay, that Gargamuni does not explain, is that Sankarshan, he is called Sankarshan because he was pulled from the womb of Devaki and transferred to the womb of Rohini. And that is why it is called Sankarshan, because he was pulled from one womb to the other. And that is why he is known as Sankarshan, except Gargamuni does not explicitly mention this. So then Gargamuni goes on to the naming the second child. So this is the only place where Krishna's naming is mentioned, and here it says, Asan Asan Varnastrayo Yasya Grinato Nyu Yugam Tanu Shuklo Raktastatha Pita Idanim Krishna Tam Gata. So he says, your son appears as an incarnation in every millennium. So he's, in the past, he has assumed three different colors, white, red and yellow, and now he has appeared in a blackish color. In another Dwapara Yuga, so it said, in another Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Shuka, a parrot. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. So very interesting how for Balaramji, he has mentioned all Bala, Rama, Sankarshan, all of them are explicitly mentioned. But over here, he says, Idanim Krishna Tam Gata. That's all that he has given. So he's saying here that, yes, in the past, in every yuga, Krishna has accepted a different color. So what are these colors that he has accepted? He says, Shuklo Raktas Tatha Pita. So we know how in Satya Yuga, he appeared in a whitish form as Naranarayana and the Narayana Rishi. And he taught the meditation process. And in Treta Yuga, how he appeared in a reddish form as Yajna. So these are mentioned in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think chapter 5 has the verses. So there he talks of Yajna being the reddish incarnation of the Lord, and in a previous Kali Yuga. So in the previous day of Brahma, the Lord has appeared in his golden yellow form as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So saying this, Gargamuni says, Idhanim Kritsnatam Gata. So at this point in time, he's saying that he has attained Krishna-ness. He has attained, he has taken on this blackish complexion. And that is his bodily complexion now, this time. So another explanation for that is that he is the source of all the avatars. So all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. So in that sense, that's why he's taken on the blackish complexion that includes everything. So Shri Hari Suri, he says that since this person, He is the Atma of the entire universe. And why is it kept a secret? Why is Garga Muni not explicitly saying Krishna, right? He could easily give the name of the Lord. But why he is not revealed is explained by Sri Hari Sudhi. He says that since he is the Atma of the entire universe and the Guru of the entire universe, we cannot reveal his name to everyone. In general, even an ordinary mantra is kept very secret. So how can the Maha Mantra not be kept a secret? So because of that, Garga Muni, although there is no one else there, Garga Muni, even in front of Nanda Maharaj, he is not uttering the name Krishna directly. So some of the other explanations for the name Krishna, one is that Na means he stops the repeated cycle of birth and death. And Krits means existence. So Krishna is the whole of existence. Also, as we all know, very, very famous meaning of Krishna is that he is the all-attractive. He gives us unlimited bliss. So after saying this, Garga Muni, he says that this child, and he indirectly explains that this child, because he is originally born as the son of Vasudev, although he is now acting as your child, he is going to be known as Vasudeva. So he says that the Lord has got so many transcendental, so many names based on all of his qualities and his pastimes. So because all these pastimes are eternal, that's why his different names also remain eternal. So just like how we call the Lord Bhaktavalsala, Madhusudana, Mukunda, so many names of the Lord based on his activities, based on his qualities, all of that. And Garga Muni says, I know all of these names, but it will slowly be revealed to you. And finally, so Garga Muni has indicated that yes, Krishna, he is the son of Vasudev. Although Nanda Maharaj, he doesn't say anything there. He doesn't have any questions on, oh, how come he's named after Vasudev? You know, he doesn't question any of that. He thinks, okay, maybe in a previous lifetime, he was the son of Vasudev. That's why he's called Vasudeva. So Nanda Maharaj does not doubt. He just accepts it as is. And then Nanda Maharaj, he will conclude, you know, Garga Muni, he tries to make it more clearer to Nanda Maharaj that this is the Supreme Lord himself. And he says that your son Krishna is Narayana Sama. He is as good as Narayana in all of his transcendental qualities, in his opulence, in the names, in his fame, in his influence. He is as good as Narayana. So Garga Muni, he of course knows all the Shastras. He's a very learned person. He knows all the astrological knowledge. He has all the astrological knowledge. And so he knows exactly what he means. It is stated in the Shastra, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devata Samatve Samatyeneva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhavedruvam. So one who equates Narayana even with great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma is a Pashandi. He's an agnostic person. No one can equal Narayana. But even then, Garga Muni used the word Sama. He said he is equal to Narayana because Nanda Maharaj's worshipable deity is Narayana, and he wanted Krishna to be treated in that same way. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so Narayana is so pleased that he has sent you a son who is exactly like him, who has all of his qualifications. So you can call him as your son, but you always have to remember that he is the Supreme Lord, and you need to learn to protect him. You need to take good care of him. So then Narayana will also protect you. Then the child will be as good as Narayana for you. He is a very auspicious child. So saying all this, Garga Muni then leaves for his own home. So like that, the Namakaran ceremony, it happened. And after that, Shukadev Goswami, he says, after a short time, both the brothers, Rama and Krishna, they began crawling on the ground of Vraja with the strength of their hands and their knees. And thus they started enjoying their childhood play. So, yeah. So then once Krishna and Balram, they slowly started developing, the ability to crawl. Krishna has been waiting for this moment because, you know, Krishna knows that Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi, she has been going through so much of suffering that he wants to reassure her. He wants to tell her, my dear Mother Earth, I am here now. I am here to take care of you and I am going to kill all these demons. Because we remember in the beginning of the 10th canto, Bhumi Devi, she's crying and going to Lord Brahma and saying that, oh, these demons, they are really giving me a very, very terrible time. And that's why Krishna has to appear. So once he starts crawling, you know, he puts his hand on Mother Earth and he says, on Bhumi Devi, and he says, yes, don't worry. Now I am on your, I am back here. I am here. So I am going to take care of everything. You don't be upset. So like that, he wanted to give his reassurance to her. So now Krishna and Balaram, they start crawling all over in Vraja. They go into the muddy places, wherever there is cow dung, cow urine. And they are in the morning, you see this beautiful picture where Lord Krishna is nicely decorated. And he has so very beautifully, you know, his mother has put nice jewelry on him. But what happens? After some time, he will crawl everywhere and he will be covered in mud and cow dung and cow urine. And they say that this is the beauty. This is the natural cosmetics that Krishna has applied on him. And that makes him look all the more beautiful. So when they were crawling about, you know, they wear ankle bells, and a lot of the people also wear ankle bells. So when they are crawling, they will think, oh, okay, this is my mother. And they start following the different ladies in Vraja. And then when they see Krishna and Balram, the gopis will say, oh, Krishna and Balram are crawling. And when they hear this, they get so startled. They understood that it's not their mothers. And so they will go back. They will try to crawl back as quickly as possible and find their mother. So when Rohit, Mother Yashoda and Rohini are seeing this, they will then pick them up with great affection and they would feed them. And they would enjoy seeing the little smile with those two little teeth come out. And they enjoy so much of transcendental ecstasy. Now, after this stage started, Krishna and Balram slowly are trying to walk. So for that, what do? They would try to hold on to the tail of a calf. Now, when they are doing that, the calf gets afraid and the calf starts running. And when the calf runs, Krishna and Balram, they won't let go. You know, they will also hold on tightly to the calf and they will also be, you know, pulled along with it. And they were too curious because what happens is they will put their head between the horns of a bull. They will try to touch fire. They would try to count the teeth of the animals like monkeys. They will try to count the teeth of the dogs and the cats and all the animals over there that have sharp teeth. And they were not afraid of anything. They were so curious. They would try to touch the different weapons, the thorns, everything. So because of that, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they were in constant anxiety. They didn't know how to protect their children from all of these dangers. And they could not engage themselves in their household duties because they are trying to see where they are, the children are. So because of that, that is transcendental anxiety that Krishna has given them. So that is the stage that Mother Yashoda and Rohini were always in, state that they were both in. So over time, then Krishna and Balram, they slowly started learning how to walk. And now when they began walking, so the verse says that they go ahajasa, they effortlessly started walking around in Gokula. So they're saying that they were so bold, you know, now they are experts at walking. That's how they were walking around. And they started playing with all the other cowherd children. So Shukadev Goswami, he is in such a hurry, you know, because over here he talks about the name giving ceremony, then he talks about Krishna crawling, then he wants to go about telling about how they were, you know, moving around, how they started walking around, and he wants to get to the butter thief pastimes, right? So he's so eager that he's just going on telling all of these different scenarios, you know, incidents that happened in this one chapter itself. So he says that Krishna's activities, they are so attractive that all the gopis would go to Mother Yashoda and they would want to hear about his activities. They would want to spend time with her so that they can, you know, get that nectar. So, and especially when Krishna's pastimes, they are very enchanting. And they are more in nectarian when it is spoken by a pure devotee of the Lord. So here Yashoda Mata is narrating incidents to them. And we have Shukadev Goswami himself narrating the incidents to Parikshit Maharaj. So it is, as we know, you know, this is a line of great devotees that we have who have, so one person is witnessing it, another person is talking about it, and we have Srila Prabhupada who has written about it, translated it for our convenience. So in that way, Krishna's pastimes are explained here, and we get to relish them. So now, we are going to talk about the pastime where Krishna, he is stealing butter. So now, when we see a rich man, you know, it's very ironic to see a rich man go in and steal something like a thief, right? So here, it is no ordinary rich man. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has the goddess of fortune as his own wife, and he is the proprietor of everything in this world. But still, he goes about the houses of all the different gopis and starts stealing. And what does he steal? He is not stealing their gold or wealth or jewelry or anything. He is going and stealing some milk, some curd, some butter. So this is the son of the king of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj. And he is so nicely raised by Yashoda Mata. There is no deficiency in their house. They have plenty of everything. But still, he wants to only go about and steal from the houses of all the Vraja gopis. So in that relation, all of the gopis, they come and they try to talk to Mother Yashoda. They try to explain their situation, what is happening in Vrindavan. They try to complain about Krishna. So this is the verse that actually, personally, this is a very, very, I love this verse. So I'll just explain this in a little detail. So we'll just go into it a little bit. 10.8.29 Vatsan munchan kvachita samaye krosha sanjataha sa steyam swatyatya tadadipaya kalpite steya yogai markan bhokshan vibhajita sachin nati bhandam bhinat द्रव्यालाभे सग्रह कुपितो यत्योपक्रोश्यतो कान. So they go to Mother Yashoda and say, our dear friend Yashoda, your son, so I'll just look at it in parts. He comes to our house before the milking of cows and he releases the calves at these odd times. So that's what the gopis are saying. So Yashoda Mata, she'll say, what is Krishna's fault in this? He cares for the calves. So he's coming and he's releasing them. He wants them to go and drink some milk. So the gopis say, no, it is not yet milking time. Kvachit asamaye. the calves will naturally drink all the milk if they are taken at wrong times. So when we are going to milk the cows, we don't get any milk. So she said that, oh, Krishna is just a child. So this is a conversation. It's a dialogue happening between the gopis and Yashodama. And this was written by Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. And I found it so sweet. It is a beautiful explanation. So I'll just use that. So Yashoda Mata, she says, Krishna is just a child. So he has done this out of ignorance. So many people are there in the house. Why can't you prevent it? So then the gopis say, no, this boy, he comes when we are busy, when we are engaged in so many household activities, then he will come and then he'll release the calves. So then Yashoda Mata says, oh, then why don't you frighten him? So the gopis say, when we become angry, Krosha Sanjata, at him, and when we shout him, I'll beat you, I'll tie you up, he simply smiles. Krosha Sanjata Hasa. So seeing his intoxicating smile, we will just stand there helplessly. And we are going to stand there and watch him do all his dirty work. So then Yashoda Mata is still confused. Then why is he releasing all these calves? Very good question. So the gopis will say, he will say, I want to drink milk. And so he releases all these calves so that the people can start running behind the calves. And when that happens, he will enter our house and he will start stealing whatever he likes. And he will eat our tasty milk. Atyatha Swadhyaya, the milk, and Dadipaya, he eats the curd. And yet we are not able to do anything while he's drinking the milk, while he's eating the curd. So he'll just do that and he'll give us his cute, beautiful smile, and we are not able to do anything. So Yashoda says, oh, you are so unkind. Why can't you just give him some milk so that he can have it, right? The boy might be hungry. So just have his fill and he will go. Why are you doing all this? That's why he's being naughty with you. He's playing pranks on you. So the gopis continue smiling and they say, oh, Yashoda Mata, his belly is always full. You're always feeding him. So his belly is always full. It is not whether he's hungry or not. He has the taste for stealing. He only wants stolen milk. If we give him milk, he's not going to touch it. So Yashoda says, okay, fine. So what is the loss? He's one little child. If he takes little milk, he steals it from your storehouse. What is the problem? So they say, it is not any milk that he steals. He steals the most delicious milk that we have set aside for our husband. So then Yashoda, she defends Krishna. Oh, he is such an innocent child. No one has taught him how to steal like this. And you are talking about all these clever, clever things that he is doing. So then the gopis say, oh, Kalpite Steya Yogai. He invents all these different ways of stealing. They are like, innocent. You think your son is innocent? He is so intelligent. He has invented so many innovative methods of stealing. So he will release our calves, and while we are watching itself, he will come in and he will steal from us. So Yashoda says, oh, it is your piety. It's your ancestors' piety that Krishna, he is enjoying pastimes in your homes. So you accept it joyfully. So the gopis say, you know what? We are very happy. If he comes and he eats our butter, we are very, very happy. Even if his friends eat the butter, it is okay. But what he does is, before he eats itself, he will start dividing all this butter and gives it to the monkeys to eat. Okay, these monkeys have also overeaten. Their bellies are also full. So then, even if one monkey does not eat, Krishna gets angry. Nati bhanda minati. He will say, oh, you did not eat? Okay, without you eating, I am also not going to eat. And in distress, he is just going to go and break all the pots. And sometimes he is so full that he doesn't feel like eating also. But still, he wants to steal. So he'll take the food and he'll just break the pot. So Yashoda says, okay, if you know all this, then why didn't you hide the pots? Then, you know, my son is not going to find. So they say that we try hiding our pots, but in that case, Krishna, when he can't find the eatables, he becomes so angry at the residents of the house. Griha Kupita, he becomes furious and he will say, okay, you just stay there, okay? I will come tomorrow morning with a flaming torch in my hand. And if you don't give me yogurt, I will burn down your house along with your children and the elders. So that is the kind of threat that Krishna gives them. And then what happens? He is not satisfied with this much alone. He will go, he will pinch the babies who are sleeping in their, you know, cradle. He will scratch them with their nails and he will run away. So then the baby also is agitated, baby also starts crying. So in this way, there was no end to the complaint of the gopis. So they kept on complaining that something or the other is going on. So sometimes Krishna himself would be there listening to all these complaints. But he will pretend like he is the most innocent, sweetest, kindest child there. You know, that when they look at him itself, they are doubtful. Are we just dreaming? Are we making this up? Because seeing his beautiful face, they all are charmed. So even the gopis won't be able to scold him, or Mother Yashoda also is not able to scold him. So actually, the greatest pleasure of the gopis was in seeing Krishna steal from their homes. So they would prepare these very delicious preparations, all these different milk products, just so that Krishna could come and steal. Only if it is good quality things, Krishna will take. Okay, so that's why the gopis will make sure they prepare the best. So they were trying to relish this stealing activity of Krishna. But externally, they want to show, oh, they are, you know, strict about it. They really want to scold him. But they are very appreciative. They know that Mother Yashoda has such a great fortune of Krishna being, of being in that motherly position motherly position. So, and Krishna being born as her son, being there as her son. So they all want to derive that pleasure. So they want Mother Yashoda to also enjoy all these pastimes, because Krishna sometimes is not going to steal from his own home. He will steal from all these gopis. So for Mother Yashoda to enjoy these pastimes, they come and narrate that to Mother Yashoda. So both of them, all the gopis and Mother Yashoda and Rohini Mata, all of them were deriving great pleasure by hearing this. Then where they continue, you know what? When the milk and the curd are so high up, because they sometimes try to hide it from Krishna, and also they keep stocking up, right? And so if for emergency situations, when they're stocking up, they will keep it up high in a swing in the ceiling. So then Krishna and Balram can't reach for it. Then what do? They will pile up planks and put up some mortars upside down that they are using, and they will try to see what the contents of the pot are. Okay, so they are kind of certain what the pot contains. As you can see here, they have these unique methods of finding out what is there in the pot. They will poke a hole in the pot, and once the contents of the pot start leaking out, then they will know, okay, this is butter or this is yogurt or whatever. So sometimes Krishna, and when the gopis, they are going to do their own household affairs, that time Krishna and Balram, they will go into a dark room. Okay, they have kept it dark so that these kids don't come and unnecessarily take stuff. But when they go in with all their jewelry into the dark room, it brightens up the whole place. And they take advantage of that light and they start stealing. So basically, they have so many ways of doing this. And that's what the gopis were trying to explain. Now, what happens when Krishna is caught in some of his naughty activity? the master of the house will come and say, oh, you are a thief. And they will try to, you know, pretend to be angry with Krishna. And then Krishna will get angry though. Krishna will say, I am not a thief. You are the thief. And when he's too angry, sometimes he will pass urine and he will pass stool over there in a very neat and clean place in the house and he will leave. Okay. So then all the gopis, they would say, oh, this expert thief, see, he is now sitting in front of you like a very good boy. So why don't you ask him directly? But seeing Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, Mother Yashoda, she would just smile and she would want to enjoy that moment. Okay, she won't chastise him. So all the gopis were also satisfied and Krishna was also enjoying seeing them all happy. So another name for Krishna is Gopi Jana Vallabha, because he invented such beautiful activities, such naughty activities that would please the gopis. Because Mother Yashoda could not scold Krishna at all, and she didn't have any desire to scold him only. He was doing, no matter what he does, she always had an explanation for him. She always had a way of excusing him. But now the Lord himself had a desire to be scolded by his mother. So what did he do? One day, when Krishna was playing with his friends, with his playmates, including Balram, all of his friends, they come and they lodge a complaint against complaint to Mother Yashoda. And they say, Mother, Krishna has eaten dirt. Now Balram is also with them and they have come and Balram is saying, see now what Krishna has done. He has eaten dirt. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes that the taste of maternal affection or the Vatsalya Rasa by the gopis finding fault in Krishna, that part is complete. So now this verse is presenting the taste of Vismaya Rasa, the astonishment by the criticism of Krishna's friends. So Krishna was not scolded for stealing yogurt, but now he will be scolded for eating dirt. So both were incited by love in an attempt to awaken Mother Yashoda's anger so that she would try and chastise Krishna. Krishna ate dirt. So when she heard this, Mother Yashoda, she was so agitated. Oh my Krishna. She goes, she picks him up so that she can take a look in his mouth, right? And her eyes were so fearful. And she speaks to Krishna, dear Krishna, why are you so restless? Why have you eaten dirt in a solitary place? Your friends have come, all of your friends and Balram, including your elder brother, they all have come and they have complained. So why is this? Because she is so she's so distressed because her house, she has kept so many sweets. Now when we see, like even in the Damodar Leela pastime, right, Mother Yashoda is trying to prepare, she's trying to churn the best of butter, the best of yogurt so that Krishna can eat, and she's boiling the best of the milk over there so that it is for Krishna, all for Krishna. So she goes through so much of trouble to keep him happy and satisfied and make sure that he doesn't go around and steal. But still Krishna goes around and does all these restless naughty activities. So now when she asks, how is this that you're eating dirt? Krishna says, my dear mother, I have never eaten dirt. All my friends who are complaining against me are liars. If you think they are being truthful, then you can look into my mouth and you can examine it. So here Krishna is pretending to be an innocent child. He's just trying to increase the ecstasy of maternal affection. So in the Shastras, it is mentioned that sometimes a small child speaks lies. If they steal something or they eat something and they deny it, we'd see that ordinarily in our material world also. But when it is in relation to Krishna, then such activities are only to give extreme pleasure to the devotees. It is only for building up that transcendental ecstasy in them. So the Supreme Lord here, he is playing the role of a liar, and he is accusing all his other friends who are also very great devotees. You know, the cowherd friends of Krishna are not ordinary boys. So we cannot accuse them also of lying, and we cannot accuse the Supreme Lord also of lying. So this particular position of the friends of Krishna is attained after many, many births of devotional service, right? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, it says, Krita Punya Punja. So devotee may attain such an ecstatic position only after many, many births of devotional service. So everything about Krishna is transcendental, and it is only meant for increasing the devotee's love. So Krishna's lying over here, it is a crown jewel of all his different great qualities. So then Yashoda Mata decides, you have to open your mouth now. She's going to confirm. She wants to confirm if Krishna ate dirt. So when Krishna opens his mouth, automatically his majestic opulence is revealed. Mother Yashoda will see that within his mouth, all the moving, non-moving entities. She sees outer space. She sees all the elements. She sees water, light, air, earth, fire, sky. She sees the senses, the mind. She sees everything. She sees time. It's just like how the universal form was seen by Arjuna. In the same way, Mother Yashoda sees all the bodies moving, non-moving, everything within his mouth. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, actually Sridhar Swami, all of them, they say that it was within the belly of the Lord that she could see all of this. So seeing this, all these aspects of cosmic manifestation along with her, she could also see herself and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. And so she became so doubtful. She became fearful. What has happened here? Who is my son? She starts getting all these doubts. And the Lord cannot be understood by logic, right? By our mind, by the results of our austerity, by physical action, by our karma. We cannot be understood. We cannot understand the Lord. But he can easily be understood in truth by sadhana, when someone takes shelter of the Lord. So we know, we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita in great detail how the Lord explains that, see, these are all my opulences. He shows Arjuna also his universal form. And we see all of this being described in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita too. And in chapter 9, text 10 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sam characharam. Everything in this material nature, everything works under his control. And because all manifestations come from Lord Govinda, they could all be visible within his mouth. So Mother Yashoda, she was so astonished that she immediately, she's worried. Because of her intense motherly affection towards Krishna, she immediately worries what has happened here. But yet, although she is struck with fear, she's struck with wonder, she realizes, oh, this is all the maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have to surrender to the Lord. Okay, I am incorrectly thinking that I am the queen of Vrindavan and that I am the wife of Nanda Maharaj and Krishna is my son. No. All of them, and I am the possessor of all these cows, of all these calves. No, actually, I am only the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, and he is my ultimate shelter. So saying, what she does is she surrenders to the Supreme Lord. And seeing this now, Krishna is not very happy. Krishna doesn't, he wanted her to be awed. He wanted her to, in one hand, he wants her to see his opulence, but he does not like it when his mother starts submitting to him. He does not want that. He prefers Mother Yashoda, and we have seen this in so many different pastimes where he wants her to be, you know, again, covered in that maternal affection for Krishna. He wants her to chastise him. He wants her to care for him and love love him and not think of him as her, as the Supreme Lord. So because of that, once again, by the yoga maya potency of the Lord, Mother Yashoda, she immediately feels great affection for the Lord, and she lifts up Krishna and she puts him in his lap, in her lap. And she thinks, oh, this universal form, this vision that I got, it might have been a dream. She thinks, oh, it is not real. And so just like how we forget our dreams, Mother Yashoda also, she immediately forgot this incident. So she says, oh, let this incident be forgotten. I don't mind it being forgotten. This is my son and I have to love him. I can kiss him. This is my dearest Krishna. So generally, we realize the absolute truth in its three features, right? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdyate. But Mother Yashoda is in such ecstasy. She doesn't care whether she understands what Brahman is or what Paramatma is or what Bhagavan is. The Lord himself has descended here to become her child. And so Mother Yashoda has such great fortune. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Ramya, how do you say it? Ramya dupasana vrajavadu vargena ya kalpita. I forgot the tune. So he says that, oh, there is no better worship than that which was contemplated by the gopis. So in that mood, Mother Yashoda, she develops that loving affection once again for Krishna. And that is what the Lord also wants us to develop, right? He says in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Ye yatama prapandyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasha. So as men surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. So one may be a karmi, a jnani, a yogi, and then he could also be a bhakta or a prema bhakta. But the ultimate stage of realizing the Lord is prema bhakti. So that is demonstrated over here by Mother Yashoda. She doesn't care for the opulence of the Lord. So then Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing these wonderful pastimes of the Lord and how Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi were they were engrossed in this meditation on the Lord, in this ecstasy with, you know, by having Lord Krishna and Balram as their children, he was like surprised. How come they are getting such bliss? What did they do? What past pious activities did they do? Did Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata perform to achieve such perfection? Sorry. So Shukadev Goswami says that, oh, okay, I will tell you why they have become Krishna's parents. Because Parikshit Maharaj starts thinking, you know, although Vasudev and Devaki were the parents of Krishna, and all of his, I mean, and they gave, you know, Krishna appeared from them, they could not keep Krishna for even a moment after his birth. Devaki could not feed Krishna her milk. Krishna, all of his childhood pastimes, all of his boyhood pastimes, all of his youth pastimes, all that happened in Mother Yashoda's association. So he would always go, he will sit in Mother Yashoda's lap, he will be fondled by her, she would offer her his milk. So they were all the more fortunate than Devaki and Vasudev. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is so curious to know, how can this happen? What pious deed happened? So Shukadev Goswami says, you know, to follow the orders of Brahma, Lord Brahma, Drona, who is the best of the Vasus, along with his wife Dhara, they ask Lord Brahma, you know, please give us an opportunity to be born on planet Earth so that after we appear, the Supreme Lord will appear and he will spread devotional service, which is the ultimate goal of our life. So that everyone born in this material world can easily attain, easily be freed or delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life. And they can accept devotional service to the Lord. So Shukadev Goswami says this indicates that Drona and Dhara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. So whenever Krishna has to appear, they also will appear first, and then Krishna appears. So we know that Krishna's birth, his activities are all transcendental. They are not ordinary activities. So when Krishna, before he appears, they will appear, and they are the ones who have now appeared as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. So Brahma says, okay, Brahman Dhara, when Drona and Dhara ask for this benediction, Brahma says, yes, let it be, Tathastu. And he says that, okay, now you appear in Vrajapuri, Vrindavandha, as you appear as Nanda Maharaj, and Dhara can appear as Mother Yashoda. So the so when the Supreme Personality, he became the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they maintained continuous devotional love in Vatsalya Rasa, in parental affection to the Lord. And in their association, all of the other inhabitants, all the gopis and gopas of Vrindavan, they also developed the culture of Krishna Bhakti. So the Supreme Personality, Krishna and Balaram, they lived in Vraja, in Vrindavan Dham, just so that they can give all of us this, they can, you know, make true the benediction of Lord Brahma. And by exhibiting all of their different childhood pastimes, they increase the transcendental pleasure of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi and all of the other inhabitants in Vrindavan. So although the Supreme Lord, he stole the butter, he stole curd, he kept doing all these different activities, this teasing was, although it seemed very troublesome, like Yashoda Mata was always in anxiety. But that exchange of affection, you know, that just increased the ecstasy of devotional service of all these Nitya, Nitya Siddhas. They are always in Krishna's association, these devotees of the Lord. So the gopas and the gopis of Vrindavan, they exchange these feelings with the Lord. And the more they exchange it, the more their devotional service increased. So even in this world now, we will see sometimes that a devotee, he is in great difficulty. And he is a devotee. He is constantly engaged in serving the Lord. But superficially, we think he is suffering. But they are saying that when the devotee is looking at it, that suffering is also just transcendental enjoyment. He is not considering it as a suffering. He thinks of it as another way in which Krishna is empowering him and giving him that pleasure. So in the same way, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda also were constantly in that devotional ecstasy towards the Lord. I would like to stop here. And if there are any questions, please ask. Please share your realizations. No questions. Thank you so much.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Wow, such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful narration, Mataji. Like, literally, I was glued at one place, and, you know, it was so beautiful narration. And this chapter is really so beautiful. So many pastimes happen, and Sukhdev Goswami in ecstasy, one after the other, he is explaining it to Parikshit Maharaj. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Definitely no questions, because your narration was so sweet and it was so touching, and it was self-explanatory, and the way you explained it was amazing, amazing service, Mataji. Thank you so much. Really, really, you know, I got absorbed and immersed in this Leela, and it's so sweet at the same time. So thank you. Thank you for your services. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, yes. Thank you so much, Kirti Dasundari Mataji. Like, I was just constantly, and when Hari Parshad Prabhu was explaining it in the Mrit Bhakshan Leela, that series was so beautiful. I just kept on listening to it and listening to it. And it's so sweet, and the way he's explaining it and all the commentaries. Unfortunately, we don't have time on our side. Otherwise, you know, the way he was explaining it, we all have to go back and listen. It's so beautiful. That was my only thing. You know, I remember that these verses are what initially attracted me to Krishna long back. And now I get an opportunity to read them, to read the different commentaries, to hear about it. So it was a great pleasure just listening, just reading. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Bhakti Sangha. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Indulika Mataji. Oh my God, the entire narration was so absorbing, so absorbing. You did full justice, 100% justice to this chapter. In every angle possible, I think you just covered everything. And as Kirtidasundari Mataji said, we just couldn't take off our ears. And definitely, your narration style was just too good. It was just too good. It was very, very nice. Lot of realizations as you were speaking. Sometimes, you know, the same pastime you hear again and again, but when some people speak, it really makes you think harder, or you get new thoughts, and you're like, wow, I never thought about this before. Like, for example, when you were mentioning about why the gopis were going and complaining to Yashoda, because it never happens that Krishna steals in his own house. So Yashoda doesn't know what it is, right, to feel that stealing. So the gopis take this opportunity to explain to her. I never thought about it. I mean, so nicely. I mean, maybe we have read it, we have heard it, but sometimes it just strikes us when some people speak it. So very beautifully spoken, Mataji. It was so nice, so absorbing. I liked everything in this class. And also I was thinking about how, you know, this naming ceremony, actually the name Krishna was never pronounced. I mean, he didn't openly say, oh, this, your son's name is Krishna. Yeah. And of course, definitely Haripasha Prabhu's Mridakshan Leela series was brilliant. And Hari Suri's commentaries, as you were adding them in between, it was very nice to visualize this entire pastime. Lovely, Mataji. Very nice. Excellent effort.
Thank you so much for sharing your realizations also, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. And thank you for the opportunity. Jai Gurudev.
Thank you, Krishna. And thank you, Pridhi.
Hare Krishna, Induleka, Mataji.
Go ahead, Mataji.
No, no, Mataji, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. Sorry, Mataji.
Go ahead, Sukhravi, Mataji.
Kamadaki, Mataji, please go ahead. No problem. Sukhasagri, Mataji said she'll wait.
Yes. Like Prithvilashin, Mataji, and Kirtidasundari Mataji. So, very, very, very wonderful. This week's katha. Yeah. That you have narrated. It's very nice. Just coming from your heart. It's very, very. Just being the, you know, the vision in front of our like here. We can see there how they were doing and there how they were accessing. But the access is also a little different in the different way they have manifested. Thank you, Mataji. Very, very wonderful.
Thank you so much, Kamadaki Mataji. Please bless us. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, so many blessings of your Guru Maharaj. Compared to that, there is no wonder. That's very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sukhasagri Mataji. Thank you so much.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Induleka Mataji, such a beautiful class, and the way you narrated, like, you know, like even a small child can understand with all that expressions and pauses and, you know, the variations in tones and everything. It's just so beautiful to listen. Like, you know, it's like a sweet, like a bedtime story. I don't know if you tell your son those. So it just feels like that to me. Like, you know, I could just switch it on and listen again at night. And I didn't know that there was so much reason to every move of Krishna, like even his crawling and, you know, like so many small details to every small thing Krishna does. So it's just amazing. And I think these are the lesser known, you know, facts about the Lord's activities, and you just put it out there so beautifully. I'm so grateful for that, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to Guru Maharajas. All glories to your wonderful, wonderful narration, Mataji. Yes, as Mataji said, it was like nice story type, and the way you was telling it, it was so beautifully narrated. Wherever there was like, you know, where there was like awe, it was like that same feeling which you had it on your face. And I always feel that, you know, the name which you have, Guru Maharaj has given you, you know, that Karuna Bhav which is there is so much. It's like overflowing from your face, Mataji. I always think about that, and I feel so nice when I hear your name. And the narration, which, like, I'm sure, where is Pranav? Pranav is not here. School. I was thinking, okay, Pranav would be next to you sitting and listening to this story. So you gave us that feeling, like what Pranav feels when you are narrating the stories to him. Thank you, Mataji. Such a beautiful, like, you have beautiful class, and like the realizations which you have shared, it shows such an intense study you have done. Beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Sita Preeti Mataji. Thank you for staying up and joining every day. I know it's really difficult and you're in a different time zone and so much work and everything together, but still you're here to always encourage us. I'm really grateful, Mataji. Yes, it was very, very sweet. This whole pastime is so sweet. I just didn't want to be the wrong medium in sharing it with all of you. So that was my only prayer.
You were awesome, Mataji. You were awesome. Haribol.
Thank you all, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Is anybody speaking?
Vinita Mataji.
Ah, yeah, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Super narration. Yes, we know this story already, what Krishna does. But the speaker who speaks, right? It's like a movie for me. I was eating my food today very early. I was so hungry. And I was eating my almost like lunch. I was nicely eating. Your narration was so good. It's like watching movie for me. So beautiful, and your expressions were so cute. And you are telling, like, you know, if you don't give me the butter, I'm going to get the light and I'm going to fire up your house. That expression was so cute over there. Of course, overall, everywhere it was so cute. I really like over there because you put your angry face. That was so nice. Thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. And your pictures were so beautiful, where we can involve into the Leela and we can picturize what's happening and we can see Krishna, Yashoda, everything so beautiful, Mataji. You narrated the verses. Everything is nice, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so much for such a beautiful narration.
Thank you so much, Vinita Mataji, and thank you for your prayers, your blessings. Really, today is Guru Maharaj Vyasa 54th Sannyas anniversary. So, yeah, I was really praying that Guru Maharaj would bless, because we couldn't get blessings otherwise today. So, yeah.
Yes, Mataji, of course, Guru Maharaj will bless you, and I'm so happy for you.
Haribol, thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Induleka Mataji, such a so sweet class, Mataji. Very, very nice, and the flow is very smooth, Mataji. I'm completely immersed in your class, Mataji. And the PPT presentations are very beautiful.
And especially 10.28, I think your recitation of the shloka is so, so sweet, Mataji. I was completely captivated by your shloka recitation. And Mataji, I have a question, Mataji.
We have so many seniors, they will answer.
I have a question. For a long time we see Drona and Dara had taken again birth in this Krishna's pastimes as Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and they got to have the chance of relishing all the childhood pastimes of Krishna. But when we see Devaki and Vasudev, they could not get any chance to relish his pastimes, even any one of the pastimes. So, but they are also very great devotees from three times they have taken birth and they have served the Lord. But in this, when they have taken as Devaki and Vasudev, they could not get chance to get relish the pastimes of Krishna as childhood pastimes or any other leelas. So how can we understand them, Mataji? When we take in the side of Devaki and Vasudev.
Yes, Mataji. So from the commentaries, what it's written is that so Devaki and Vasudev, they prayed to the Lord. So for four yugas, they prayed to the Lord so that the Lord can appear as their son, right? Mm. That was their prayer. Whereas Drona and Dhara, what they prayed for is that the method of bhakti, the method of devotional service to the Lord should be spread throughout the world. So for that purpose, they wanted the Lord to be born as their son so that they can help in spreading the right means of the right way of approaching the Lord. So that was where both their moods was different. So that's why even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that we have to learn how to perform devotional service by seeing the mood of the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham. So that is what I would have to say. Mataji, please add. Preeti will ask you, Mataji, if you're available, please add, Mataji's. Yeah, so that is why they had this blessing of Krishna's of seeing Krishna's childhood pastimes, because they could then immerse themselves in devotional service to the Lord. Krishna is explaining, whereas Devaki and Vasudev, they always they have that feeling that okay, Krishna is the Lord, so that opulence of the Lord has been seen by them, and they don't forget that. So I feel like that was why their mood was different from the mood of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
Okay, Mataji.
Please add, it would help a lot if...
Yes, Mataji. I got little clarification, because the mood and the rasa which they approach the God. Yes, Mataji, got it. Thank you so much, Mataji. And thanks for this wonderful class, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Such a wonderful, wonderful and a very, very beautiful and very, very sweet class. Just like you. You also look very glowing and radiant today in sari, Mataji. So just like you, you know, the way you narrated the pastime was also very, very sweet. You know, you're so totally immersed in it, you know. Wow. I was like, you know, where you narrated very beautifully, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. What a beautiful class, Mataji. What a beautiful class. And Shri Radha Kalachandji was with you. Your Guru Maharaj is with you, Maharaj Mataji. So you need not worry anyway. But still, such a beautiful class. And the way you have narrated and the way... And one thing that, you know, really I loved was you said, and I don't know, did I hear it correct? You said Krishna-ness that was so cute, Mataji. I mean,
he says that.
Oh, I've not heard
it. He attained Krishnaness. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds so wonderful. I mean, something. I mean, in last 4 years, whatever I'm hearing, this is something was really, really new. And it's very easy to relate. Like anything we use a nest to it, but with next to Krishna. And it includes everything. And another wonderful thing that you brought us to realization is, at least for me, I would say, when you said all of it got, compiled or included into Krishna. That point was very, very, very nice, thing to realize or to meditate, that everything, everybody else, all the avatars, and Krishna is avatari, so it is included in him. So once again, Mataji, very, very grateful. And as everybody else is saying, you are looking so beautiful. That sari is so beautiful. And you are looking even more beautiful in that, Mataji. Thank you for your association. So grateful to know you through Bhakti Sangha and in person, Mataji. Thank you. And I would just add one thing to Shama Supriya Mataji's point, if you are okay with that. Whatever I have heard from seniors, I have asked this question from Sanatan Dharma Prabhu, that, my doubt was when Bhishma saw Krishna himself, why did he have to see Narayan Roop, with the four-handed form at the time of his passing? And he said, because he was his Aradhya. He worshipped him in that form, not exactly as... So maybe for Devaki, if I relate to it, maybe for Devaki and Vasudev, it was more of awe and reverence. That's how they would have desired Krishna to be. And for the Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, it was more like a childlike. But if we read Canto 1 in the purport, I don't remember the exact verse. In there, Prabhupada says that, for Kunti Maharani and Devaki, when first time, of course, the situation was different. But when Krishna came back to Mathura, Devaki was all prepared to hug him and all as a son. But as soon as she saw Krishna, she could not do it because of the awe and reverence. And the same thing was just reversed for Yashoda. Even if she at times realized that Krishna might be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because Krishna wanted that love and they had that way of serving Krishna, so that was again and again, two times I think it was removed. And many a times I believe that she could not help to love him anything but a son. And same with Devaki, she could not do it because, they had a mood of awe and reverence. That's what my understanding is, Mataji. Yeah, of course, I don't know anything.
Very nice, very nice explanation, Mataji. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for your prayers. And that's why I really had to ask you, Mataji, please offer your prayers. Mataji, my only question was that, Krishna keeps covering Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj with his yoga maya potency. And so that they continue to feel like, he's my son. And they continue to have that emotion towards him, that feeling towards him. Why didn't he do the same thing to Devaki and Vasudev? That I couldn't understand.
Yeah. Mataji, one thing, I don't know. Of course, I have very little or almost a zero understanding of everything. But I would say, even in between me and my son, he has more love for Lord Ramchandra. Since he is listening for Krishna all the time, he is reading Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, and he has read, Srimad Bhagavatam also to a certain extent. And still his love is for Lord Ramchandra. It is their mood, it is their willingness, Mataji. Even if externally we might see like why this happened to that person, but this is how Krishna gives our end of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I have explained everything to you. Now it is your wish, the free will that we have as a jivatma. It is how we want to worship. I cannot tell you again. For my son, I'm saying, even though I remind him that if you go back to Lord Ramchandra, you will not be able to play. And that time he will say, but again, he will come back to Rama. He likes to listen to Ramayana more than Krishna Leela, more than often, I would say. I don't know, it will change. He's a child. But I'm just giving you an example so that it is easy to relate. So if you have an attraction for a particular kind of a form, why would Krishna remove it? Because it is your constitutional position. That's what my understanding. Does it make sense, Mataji?
Yes, yes, yes. Also, I think Vrinda Mataji and Sukhasagari Mataji both have mentioned in the comments that, so one, what Sukhasagari Mataji is saying is that he does cover Devaki and Vasudev too. And there are two instances that she can remember when he covers Mataji, if you're there.
Thank you.
And but what Vrinda Mataji is saying is that Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba are Nitya Siddhas. So they don't forget Krishna ever. Devaki and Vasudeva are Sadhana Siddhas. They got Krishna by doing devotional service.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Yes, Mataji. I mean, I just remember this because when I was doing that class on Uddhava last week sometime, that time it's specifically mentioned that, you know, when Krishna kills Kamsa and, you know, he goes then to see his father and mother. And at that time, you know, they understand that this is no ordinary child. I mean, he just grabbed Kamsa by his hair and just pushed him down and, you know, thumped him in his chest. And that's how he killed him. And so they understood that this is no ordinary feat. And, you know, they offered obeisances, I think, if I remember right, to him, and then he didn't like that, so he just covered his parents with the yoga maya. It's mentioned like that in the Bhagavatam. And also the other thing, if I'm not very sure, I didn't read this recently, but long time ago, that when, you know, Krishna, you know, he reveals his four-handed form to Vasudeva and Devaki, when he's like, you know, just appears at that time, he appears in his four-handed form. So they are kind of bewildered and, you know, they're like, how do we introduce this child to everybody? Then, you know, Krishna takes the two-handed form, like the baby one, and then Vasudev then carries him to Nanda Maharaj's home. So these are two instances that I could recall, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Sukhasagari Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. హరే కృష్ణ విందులకు మత్తాజీ ధన్వత్ ప్రణామాలు వేషు శీల ప్రపాద్ గురుదేవ్ ఆసమ్ క్లాస్ మత్తాజీ యూ హావ్ నరేటెడ్ హోల్ క్లాస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ విత్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ మత్తాజీ హరే కృష్ణ
రాధా మాతాజీ హరే కృష్ణ మత్తాజీ షల్ వి ఎండ్ ద కాల్ హియర్ కమోదకి మత్తాజీ
హరి బోల్ ఇందులేక మాతాజీ రాధారాణి such a beautiful class Mataji and you merited each pastime so perfectly. The flow was awesome Mataji, thank you so much. And the slides and the pictures were also like Krishna with all Vrijavasis playing with Balaram opening his mouth, so beautiful Mataji, and you are also looking so cute and beautiful, beautiful expressions. Thank you Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much Radharani Mataji.
Hare Krishna Induleka Karna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Your class was such an awesome Mataji. It's you are like a pro Mataji. It's not like you're so tensed in the beginning, right? But you look like a pro Mataji. Awesome class. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so
beautiful
much. Looking forward to your class, Mataji.
I'm really scared. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Dilika, I just, sorry, I forgot to tell, you're like so much glowing and looking so pretty like a gopi. So pretty.
Thank you, Mataji. That's the light, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. What a class. I mean, I was transported to Goloka, seeing everything. It was like you just, you know, got us there. By your wonderful narration, by your purity and the wonderful pictures and the paintings. So nice, Mataji. Such a awesome experience, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lalitangi Mataji. You know, it's all because of Guru Maharaj. All glories to Guru Maharaj. My service to him, if possible. Thank you all Matajis for joining. We can end the call here.
Induleka Mataji.
Yes, Padma Sakhi Mataji. I am swapping between my devices. So there's in between this. Yeah. So there's a gap. So Mataji, thank you so much. Always nectar the way you talk. I really like the way you talk. Not only this class, in general, even in the kids' class, because usually on the Wednesday class, when I take in Govinda, you take in Damodar, right? So in that end, I always I'm always there. So it's really very, very, very nice, Mataji. So happy to hear from everybody. Past so 2 weeks, it's such a nectar. Each of you are very special. Very, very nice.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Are all the chat messages read? Yeah.
Yes, Mataji.
Did you read it, Mataji? Okay.
Mataji.
I think we can't hear Mataji.
Yeah. Mataji is unmuted, but we cannot hear her. Okay. Preeti Mataji, would you like to do?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you all so much for joining. We can end here. Wonderful class again, Mataji. Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhubhyo vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna katha meela ki jai. Her grace Indulekha Karuna Mataji ki jai.
Yay!
All the devotees ki jai. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for beautiful class.